Hello, this is Scott Wells with The Magic Word. Thanks a lot for tuning into this podcast. What I intend to do with this from time to time is to post some irregular podcasts, specifically mostly talking about conventions. I have a very, I'm very lucky to be able to attend a lot of magic conventions and to work some of these and to work with a lot of great magicians. And from time to time, I would like to just update you with kind of what's been going on at the convention. So I can quickly update these almost as the convention goes on. I'm wanting to see how this works out as far as this new podcast that I'm starting to post to here on Posterous. And I would like to invite you to spread the word also to let others know about this new service as well. I've been updating you on conventions for a long time from MagicNewsWire.com, and I intend to continue to update you on some of the larger major conventions. When Don Vickers has requested that I give him some updates, but there are a lot of smaller conventions, I should say those which are not necessarily international in scope. Specifically, that might be more regional that I'll be attending, and that way that I can post these little podcasts from time to time. That'll be again some interviews with some of the magicians who are performing there, and kind of letting them tell you about what they've been doing and talk about magic in general. And perhaps promote some of their products or whatever that they might be talking about, or if they're going to be going on a lecture tour or whatever else might be happening. Also, from time to time, I can kind of update you on what's happening on the magic lecture scene. I am someone who has a lot of magicians that I recommend, or I kind of help coordinate their tours, what I call the Southern Lecture Tour. And I try to have these guys who are quality magicians to travel around the country. Specifically, although it started off as a Southern Lecture Tour, just being mostly in Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, it's continued to actually spread over the last 10 years since I took this over from Bob Carlback. And so in that particular case, he was handling it for a long number of years, and then as he grew more old and tired of doing it, I took it over along about 2001 and have been doing it ever since. So with that, I try to represent some of the finest quality magicians. Some may not be those who are as well known or celebrated, but nevertheless have a lot of good quality material, I think, that's worth letting everybody know about, which is why that I try to help represent them. And so I have a nice group of people that I send out information on the flyers for these magicians to let them know, let the cities know that they're available and want to host a convention, or rather host a lecture, that that they are available. Coming up soon here in September, we're going to be having Doug Anderson, and then in October will be Diamond Jim Tyler. Both excellent magicians, and I have several cities who have already committed, from Chicago to Florida, and then also going out into Nevada. So pretty much going throughout not only the South, East and Southwest, but also going up into the Midwest then as well, like in St. Paul to Twin Cities Magic, and then, of course, in Chicago for Midwest Magic. So it's not necessarily just the clubs that are going to be hosting or sponsoring a lecture. It could be that there's a magic shop or something like Steve Lancaster does in Tulsa with Top Hat Magic. So, again, I do want to kind of update you and let you know about some of the conventions that are going to be going on that I'll be attending. From time to time, I may be working at these conventions. At the time, I just may be attending and having a great time as a registrant. In particular, there's one that's coming up today is Wednesday, and it's August the 10th, and tomorrow will be the beginning of the Midwest Magic Jubilee in St. Louis, Missouri. And I'm looking forward to attending that one. I will be performing on the opening evening show on Thursday night, the 11th, in which I will be the Master of Ceremonies. And the evening show will include Martin Kopp, K-O-P-P, as well as Arthur Steed and Eugene Berger. And then I'm going to have a short turn as well. Following that, a little bit later in the evening, have late night talk show that I've been doing at several conventions starting about 11 o'clock. Will be Now You See It did with Scott Wells, and that should always be a lot of fun, in which that is kind of a TV talk show type of a thing, in which I have a chair and a desk, and then have a couch and a chair that's kind of near me. Just kind of imagine a late-night talk show type of a TV talk show thing, except that we feature magicians. So I'll be talking with several of the people who are going to be performing, some of the talent, some of the lecturers who will be at the convention, and so that'll be tomorrow night, so on Thursday. So again, then I kind of hope that I'm going to be able to update you with all this information, and so then I can post it as it comes and let you know all about the conventions and also about some of the lecturers, again, that are going to be coming up, and I would invite you to not only follow this on my poster, here for the magic word, but also you can also take a look at Scott Wells Magic, or follow me there on Facebook, or Scott Wells Magic on Twitter, and also that there is a website for Southern Magic Lecture Tour. I should say, just say Southern Lecture Tour, which is on Facebook then as well. So just do a search for Southern Lecture Tour, and I try to keep that updated with different events that are going to be coming through, letting you know some of the performers who are going to be coming up as they get booked. And so we got a lot of people coming up into next year as well, which are going to be including, just finished with Gregory Wilson, who had a nationwide tour, but he's going to be then later going back down into Florida, I think, during the month of September. October, I think, we're going to be having Bill Wish, who is going to be going down into Florida for a few dates there, talking about some of the things he had learned from Slidini when he used to be a student of his, and he'd studied under him for a number of years and was the only one who was authorized in writing by Slidini in order to give his lecture. He used to do that back in the 70s, and so kind of coming out of retirement to give that lecture again. Got a lot of good material that's not just historical in nature, but something that should be topical as well, and showing how it can relate to what we do today in close-up. And then later next year, I see some of the other people coming up in November should be Bro Gilbert. Then into next year we'll include Aaron Fisher, Alan Sands, and some others. So I'll kind of let you know as we get a little bit closer going into next year. So kind of bouncing all over the board here, going back and forth between conventions and also with lectures. And I think at some point I might post a podcast also just on my view on the lecture scene and what's going on. But for now, I think that's probably enough to kind of give you an introduction as to what the magic word will be about. And so we'll see how this evolves over the future weeks, months, years, or however long that this might go and my voice lasts. But I've enjoyed doing this with and for Dodd Vickers at MagicNewsWire.com for a number of years, and I look forward to continuing that relationship, certainly. But this is just going to be a little addendum to that service then as well. And I look forward to having you listen as often as you have some time. Thanks a lot very much to all you guys. Right now, probably just both of you, and I appreciate it a lot. And I will post another one a little bit later after the convention, the Midwest Magic Jubilee gets started. So, thanks a lot for now. This is Scotty out.